Blog Talk Radio.
Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, look. Human life in a tight crunch, hypnotized 9-to-5 world. Yep, that's right, the paradigm sucks. Improvise, improvise, force. Break it down, check it out, look. Chant it down, check it out, look. Chant it down, make analysis. Chant it down, all the fallacies. Chant it down, you've been lied to. Chant it down, we see right. Can't we metamorphosize? Like a lamp presenting life to it.
Live from the Hawaiian Islands, it's Chant It Down Radio with your host, Lewis of People Beyond.
Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book.
Chant them down, everyone. Chant them down. Chant it down. Chant them. Chant down the Babylon system. Chant down the corruption. Welcome to Chant It Down Radio. I'm your host, Loomis, and I'm here to give you another live show coming straight from the Hawaiian Islands. This is now episode 16, and got some more in the archives. So if you want to listen to the back archives, you should check them out. Now here at episode 16, so got a few now to listen to if you're a first-time listener. But welcome in on Chant It Down Radio. This is a show where we reveal the truth. This is the show where we peel the layers back and see what really is and see what really stands. So we chant down everything that is the fluff and the things in the way from us seeing the truth. And so I am a true speaker, and I'm a lyricist, and I'm a conscientious objector, and a creator, and, you know, everything that just comes to head, this activism, and just putting it out here on a homegrown show, Chant It Down Radio. Welcome to episode 16. And, yeah, if you've been tuning in lately, I've been now going over what I call the system tentacles, and that is a way of slowly taking off the feeding tubes of lies, deception, corruption from our bodies and our minds so we can be free humans. And where I come from and the hub of this show is what I call the People Beyond Perspective. It is after we shed those layers, seeing who we really are, because we really are people beyond. We are people beyond this system, this way of life that's been given to us and handed down by people that don't have our best interests at hand. So, welcome to Chant It Down Radio. Today, we're going to do a show today on the food and nourishment we put in our bodies and a way of taking that part of us back. This is a huge one, and if you tuned into the last show, I went over what I call media mind manipulation, or just media control, which is mind control. And a little recap on that one. If you haven't listened, that would have been the last episode, episode 15, where I discussed how the media works and who owns it and how it filters our reality and how we get our reality from that. When we take that feeding tube off, then we are able to rethink and see outside this matrix. So what I call the system tentacles are things that are attached to us. Imagine yourself being plugged into a giant machine, and you don't realize it, but all of a sudden you wake up and you have all these different feeding tubes and different tentacles basically attached to your body. And you're like, well, maybe what would happen if I pulled this one off and then this one off? And, you know, so you see who you are behind the lies and deception. And, you know, that the truth stands and the truth does come through. So those of you who are seeking the truth, you know, this is the show. Another show out there, Chanting It Down. Another show revealing the truth. And what could really be more important than the truth in this life? And what could be more important than living our life to the fullest potential and becoming the people that we need to be? It's not easy, but it is important. It is very crucial so we can pass that on to the future generations of the planet, if there is such a thing. And, of course, I can be kind of a gloom and doomer when I talk about the future, but honestly, when you look at the truth and you see what's going on in the world, it doesn't offer a whole lot of hope. But at least what we can do as individuals is begin to pluck these system tentacles off our body one by one and see who we are. No, it's not realistic all the time to live a life that's perfect and actually take these feeding tubes off of us. But one by one, we can try to dismantle it and as much as possible live a life that is true. Live a life of truth and truth to yourself. And that's the best we can do from our corner. Everybody has power, though. And I'm always trying to just tell and empower people that you have a lot you can do, and you just have to revert, you have to get your focus right, and that's the important thing. So when we start to reveal all the corruption and lies and deception, then we start to see what we need to do. That's the next step. And this show is about solutions, so I'm here for that. So giving you that take on solutions. So the system tentacles I went over on the last show, I have about tentatively 17 or 18 shows or something like that, and that could be more, and I may come back and revisit each one of these topics with special guests as well to flesh it out some more, because there's a lot more I can touch on just the media, for example, and I'm sure I can go back on this show and touch more on the food, but they're all starters. And what I try to do with this show is I try to label each one at the top. So if you go into the archives, I usually put as best as I can on top before the show description further down. You'll see what the show's exactly about. You know, I've done a few series of shows already, and this one's the big series, though. So it'll say on the top, system tentacle number 2 for this show, for example, and that is food and nourishment. And so today we're going to go over something that it requires, you know, looking at what we're doing. And that's not always easy for a lot of people. A lot of people, you know, don't want to look at what we're doing. They're just so busy in their lives. And if they have to change something, that can mean that they may not be able to do their favorite thing anymore, or just a lot of fear holding people back, I suppose. And I totally understand. I am there, and I definitely know. But what this these system tentacles are things embedded within our life. You know, you can go research conspiracies all day long, and there's a whole lot of them, but some of the conspiracies that are out there are just right in our face, embedded in our life, and we don't even really know it. So beautifully put in there by the global elite and their ways of just embedding it in our life that we don't even notice that we're for example, eating food that destroys our mental capacity and all that. You know, there's a lot to say about that, of course. But the whole thing is compartmentalization. It's not that everybody's in on a conspiracy against you, but at the top, people know a lot. They know the whole scheme of things, the very top. And do you know anybody at the top? Probably not. I mean, have you ever met your boss's boss's boss? Probably not. No, you haven't met people that are on the top because you're on the bottom. And so compartmentalization is an important thing to understand when unraveling this world. You could take any institution of society. For example, maybe you could take, let's just take a hotel, for example. The people that are cleaning the rooms, housekeeping, have no idea what their supervisor does while they're busy cleaning the rooms. While the supervisor gets orders from somebody higher up, let's say the department manager, and then that department manager gets orders from higher up, the general manager, and then the general manager probably gets higher up orders from the CEO or somewhere along that line, and the CEO mingles with people that are Freemasons and maybe or some secret elite group or possibly not even up that high, but then you have people that are telling them how to run things and encouraging them to do this or that. And so the things at the top get implemented through people unquestioning. And that's how it works in all these different aspects. Now, these system tentacles, some are very simple to explain, such as the media and the food I'm going to go over. But as I go into this, it's going to get a little more complex, and not all of it quite works the same way as I'm talking about. But in general, the compartmentalization of our lives is something that we need to all understand. Because a lot of people, they hear the word conspiracy and they go, oh, those guys believe that everybody's against us. Oh, well, you know, it's not. It is that way, but it's also so embedded that we don't notice. It's so integrated in our lives that it doesn't possibly seem like some of these things could be conspiratorial. But to conspire against somebody, well, that's pretty easy to do in this world of corruption. There's so much people that conspire against you daily. I mean, take, for example, driving on the road, and there is on the side of the road a motorcycle cop, and he's conspiring against you. He's hiding. He's waiting for you to go that extra few miles an hour over the speed limit so he can give you a ticket. I mean, it's that simple. But those are the dummies. Those are just the drones where you get up higher and you have much more huge conspiracy level. So what I'm saying is basically that at the top, the corruption pours down into the smaller groups, into the smaller groups, into the smaller groups, and that's how we live our life. Most people are completely unquestioning of our reality. So I know that a lot of this is going to be review for quite a few people listening who are awake, but I'm giving information for everybody. Doesn't matter if you're a fully awake person. You may learn some things from this, but fully asleep or new to the perspective I'm putting out, I hope you can learn a lot too. And I'm just gonna kind of come through here and give you what I know. So with the media I talked about on the last show, food is similar. I mean, in the media we're feeding our minds. We're feeding our minds with whatever they're throwing at us. Where food, we feed ourselves, and then we feed our body. So these system tentacles do cover mind, body, and spirit, and beyond. But the important thing is what we put in our bodies. And even people I know that are quote-unquote awake may not even have the best diet. I've noticed that some people that know kind of what's going on still don't even eat that good. And the reason why, this is a hard hurdle to get over. And by no means am I perfect. So when I'm going to go over today's food, it's going to sound like at times I'm saying this is how I eat and you don't. Or, I'm not trying to come across self-righteous at all. I just know better. But at the same time, am I perfect with my diet? Hell no. I try. But it's important to at least try, and it's a slow process. So don't feel intimidated if some of the things I talk about today are foods that you may eat, and you're just like, oh, I could never take that out of my diet. It's a slow unraveling. But once you realize how bad some things are for you, then you kind of realize, well, okay, I want to be my fullest potential, and so in order to do that, I must cut this or that out of my life. So this is a feeding tube straight to our mouth, obviously, the food, the nourishment. And, man, most times when I go into the general public, let's say I go to a coffee shop or a conventional grocery store, because I can't afford to buy all my groceries at these extremely overpriced health food stores. So, when I go in there, I see what people are buying and how they're thinking and what they're eating. And it comes And it makes me realize most people don't know a damn thing about nutrition. They don't know anything. And it doesn't help that the wealth industry, not the health industry, the doctors don't take a lick of nutrition courses. And that will be another show when I get into that. So, of course, they're not enforcing it. And you got schools not enforcing much nutrition. And media. So there's a lot of people that are just, they just don't know any better. And of course, we live these crazy, fast-paced lives where we're working all damn day and we don't have a lot of time to put into our food and our nourishment. So it is really hard. So, but when I walk around, when what I see, it is pretty appalling to see how many people eat crap. But I've been lucky enough in my life that the truth has sort of found me. I never really went looking for it. So if you listen to my first episode, episode one, I go over my story. And one of the things that happened to me is I happened to live at a house at a time when we had a live-in roommate for about a month who broke the world down to me. His name was Sherman, and he was a very high-up person in the USDA. And he had quit his job, and he was moving to the Hawaiian Islands, building his house for his family, basically to get away from it all, because he had seen too much, knew too much, and just wanted to get away. But he broke the world down to me in such a way that was so important for my future and changed my life forever. So he was able to give me, of course, a lot of information on everything, but especially the food. He told me that if you were to, like, for example, just eat raw, you would probably want to live in a cave and not even come back out into the world once you just get so many nutrients in your body and open up the right blood flow and the channels of your body through eating right. So he knew a lot, and he installed a lot of information. At the time, I was 21, I think, and so I was not very knowledgeable at that time of what to eat. So he changed my life a lot, and it still today I'm integrating these things. So when I'm saying I'm not perfect, no, sometimes I eat some foods that aren't so good for me, but I want to, and eventually I hope to always eat foods that are good for me, and I'm trying my very best. So that it's a process, so don't get intimidated by what I have to say coming up here. But it's all about being your best and living life to the fullest, and that's what's important. But you take this society of people, all right? So, I mean, it's incredible that we're even, like, standing. It's incredible that we're even operating and functioning. If you think about the fact that we only use 10% of our brains, 3% of our DNA is activated, and of our brains, we're left brain stuck because the system is a left brain structure. It's not allowing much of the right brain to be involved. So you got that. We're nutrition starved, and we'll go over that. Horrible ingredients in our bodies. A lot of people are pharmaceutical filled, meaning they are so messed up that they and depressed or off-center that they have to take these pharmaceutical drugs just to maintain. And we live in an electromagnetically polluted world with computers and internet and cell phones and radio waves of all kinds around us. All the whole chemtrail thing with all these nanotechnology and experimentation being dumped on us, metals being dumped on us, and all this harp energy coming through, and all these different things being thrown at us, programmed by the media, and not eating the right food. So you have people walking around that only feed, they get no nutrients. This is everybody almost. You know, this is like society. This is the people you meet on the daily. So no wonder why we're not in our natural state. We're so far off kilter. We're so far off because we are living a life that is void of all importance and all nutrients and you name it. So that's an important thing. So what we got to do with all these things that are in our life is slowly dismantle and take what's bad for us out. And that's such an important thing. People consider this negative, quote-unquote negative, when I tell them things like, we need to look at the negative so we can pull it out of us. That's what we need to do. I don't know what kind of mind control people are on when they consider this negative. Why would you want corruption in your body and mind and spirit when we can slowly dismantle and pull it out? It pisses me off. So, all right, so let's get into our food. So there's so much food. You go in the grocery store, and there is so many different things you can go and eat. But if you look at ingredients, and you know what I'm talking about, you could come out of a conventional grocery store and pretty much not want to eat a single thing. So one of the worst things out there that we need to take out of our lives, and it's pretty well known even in mainstream, is GMO foods, genetically modified foods. And that would be the splicing of DNA with other DNAs and mixing up all these different natural flow of life. The natural flow of life is being destroyed and dismantled and taken over by these GMO foods of all types. They've never been proven to be safe, and they're on the market, not labeled. So you can buy, at least in America, and I think other countries too, some anyway, buy meat from the store, vegetables, think nothing of it, because it doesn't say it's GMO. So I know a lot of people are working on trying to get GMOs labeled, and I think that's great. I think that's a good start, but we shouldn't have GMO at all. And with this, of course, comes the farmers and the Terminator seeds. So they got to keep going back to Monsanto every year to get new seeds because they are just a one-time crop. And the farmers going to Monsanto, they've been limited to what they can really use. Monsanto is huge. In fact, here on this island, Monsanto has all kinds of experimentation fields, and it's ridiculous. The Hawaiian school, Kamehameha schools, you would think that an indigenous society that has tried to fight against the Western takeover would have a little insight, but no, I don't think so at all. And I'm not afraid to call people out when they need to be called out. This, you know, it doesn't matter what culture, and I'm going to get into that later. If it's corruption, it's corruption, and truth needs to come out. And so, you know, here we have all Hawaiian school. I believe the Bishop Estate, which owns it, is one of the largest trusts in the world, taken from, you know, it's part of the former Hawaiian kingdom. And here we have a huge landowner in Hawaii that allows big Monsanto to grow genetically modified foods on the land. And it's not only that it's bad for us. These GMO seeds, as you probably know, can go into other crops and convert those over. Bees themselves can pollinate flowers 7 miles away from the original source. So this stuff has spread and corrupted the whole island. We know this is not a small island. Here on the island of Oahu, our widest part of it is 60 miles or 100 K across. So it's not a big place. So, you know, here we have these huge companies destroying our food supply, destroying what can be organic. And so the reason why you need to eat organic is because what's happening with the GMO foods is when you eat something that's DNA has been changed, it's going to go in your body, you assimilate it, and it changes your DNA. DNA is sacred. It is something that goes back to our earth roots, our indigenous roots. And I believe that the original hunter-gatherers and societies of Earth before it became corrupted were able to access more of their DNA. Because like I was saying, our DNA, we access like 3% or some crazy small number, and the rest of it's considered junk DNA. So why does it exist? So here we have our 3% we're using getting changed by GMO foods. I mean, if that doesn't piss you off a little bit, I don't know. You know, just that little section I've covered. And as far as eating GMO foods, well, they've all been tested at least, and they know that the decreased nutritional value in GMO foods. So you're not even getting what you could get out of a regular organic vegetable, for example. So you're getting less. It's for mass production, and it's mass corruption. It's terrible. So GMO foods, got to take them out. So how do you know if it's GMO? Well, basically, you just got to look for the word organic. And that this is going to pop up again every time I'm talking about this stuff, is organic's expensive. It's ridiculous. We live in a world that obviously the elite do not want the poor thinking clear, getting nutrients, getting the right food. Obviously, if you look around, and I'll go into this more. But, yeah, so, yeah, it's expensive to eat organic, no doubt. But when you think about what's more important than your body in this world, you should probably think, well, okay, I need to spend a few more dollars to get organic instead of eat GMO. It actually is worth it. It's worth it for your mind clarity. Because GMO foods, I think, are an excitotoxin also. I believe when you eat, say, like GMO chicken or something, I know that when I've done that in the past, my brain feels foggy, and I just don't feel very good after eating it. And it's just because it's messed up messed up DNA going into our body. I believe it does the same thing that other excitotoxins do. And I'm doing a whole show on that, so I'm going to hold my tongue on that one. So, yeah, I mean, there is a lot of bad ingredients in our food. And of course, the things to take out would be aspartame, which is in all diet drinks, and gum. You pretty much can't find a gum that does not have aspartame in it. It's the ass. It's pretty much coming from an ass. It's just disgusting stuff. And I'll get into that on my excitotoxin show. But, yeah, pull that out of your food. Don't eat aspartame. It destroys your brain. It makes you think, it makes your brain foggy and unclear. Kills your brain cells. Same with MSG. MSG is another one of those, same thing, excitotoxins, which I'll get into on another show. It's important to take that out of your diet. On the Hawaiian Islands, we have a very large Asian population, so we have a lot of Asian restaurants and a lot of Asian foods, and unfortunately, in a lot of the Asian foods, MSG is kind of a main ingredient. So going out to eat, you got to be careful. You got to really ask if people put MSG or not in the food. MSG is, I believe, a lot of the Asian leaders' way of getting their people controlled, keeping them dulled down and not sharp thinking. Because think about it. If you want to control a whole society of people, do you want them sharp thinking and clear? No, of course not. And so what a better weapon is food, weaponized food in your body. Excuse me. So MSG, aspartame, GMO foods, yeah, of course, take them out. And anything that's any processed, like sweetener, like Splenda, not been on the market too long, but already that's been known to rearrange your gut flora. That's not good, and tastes kind of funny to me. It just doesn't quite feel right to eat that. I've, you know, barely ingested any, but I've tried it before, more so on accident. And, of course, everybody kind of knows, at least from the 80s, saccharin, or the 70s. Saccharin was an ingredient before aspartame came on the market, and it was, been tested, made tumors in rats, and it even says on table sugar, you can find the pink ones, say saccharin, or at least you used to be able to, and it'll tell you this product causes cancer. Well, right there, you don't want that. I think a lot of people know that. But aspartame also is carcinogenic, and don't eat that either. So get that stuff out of your body. If you're really trying to go on a diet, you're better off eating sugar, really, than that stuff, because that stuff, aspartame, I know, increases your appetite, and so you're just going to eat more food anyway. And, well, I guess that goes right into sugar. Sugar is a horrible thing, too, that's in our diets all the time. And, it's not good, of course. Sugar is very good tasting, and no doubt I go overboard on that sometimes. You know, I maybe work a long day and I feel like maybe I need a treat. And yeah, sugar is a hard one to get off, because that's in almost everything around us. Sugar, processed sugar. You know, natural sugar is all right, but this processed sugar, you got to get out of you can't overload, you know, because it actually causes depression. And if you think about, you know, a lot of people on these pharmaceuticals, and they're working a job they hate, and then they have a diet full of sugar. Yeah, how depressed are these people? I mean, suicide, I think, is pretty big in a lot of places in the U.S. And you got to wonder, you know, if how many people that work these horrible jobs and eat a lot of sugar, how many people that have committed suicide are doing that? You know, how many people, if they would have, you know, been able to quit their job and live real life and get off sugar, would have maybe not made that decision? You know, I imagine it contributes to mental illness, obviously, because it causes depression. And of course, sugar lowers your immune system. So, of course, you want to take it, you know, lightly, because, lightly put it in your diet, because when it lowers your immune system, it also allows for, you know, all kinds of human disease to come in. Because continued bombardment of sugar or anything to deplete your immune system gives way to other things to come in. You know, that's your natural shield up for keeping things out. So it's pretty obvious when you go in 7-Eleven or any conveniently located store in your neighborhood, quote-unquote convenient, you will notice that everything in there is shit. Basically, it's shit. There is nothing good for you in 7-Eleven. In fact, me and my friend went in there one time, and we decided to go and figure out what is the most nutritional thing in 7-Eleven. We figured out that it was Fritos original chips, because the ingredients were very simple. It was just like corn, oil, and, you know, a few things, and nothing that bad. So yeah, that's the most nutritional thing, and there's no nutrients in it anyway. And of course, with GMO, the two ingredients you don't want in your body the most that are everywhere is corn, because that's almost all GMO, and soy, and that's in almost everything too. I'll come back to soy if I can remember here. But trying to stay on topic. But yeah, so you go around, and it's pretty obvious that they don't want you to eat right. It's pretty obvious if all this stuff is in your face. And they even put it in your face when you're waiting in line. Just like last show I was talking about, when you're waiting in line at a grocery store, all the magazines and media to feed your mind. All right? Well, then all the junk food to feed your body right there. And it doesn't work like the store manager goes, I'm gonna poison these people's minds and bodies. It's not like that. It's just they're following the format of how it is across the world. They are following the format of how all stores go. Who created that format? Who created that way of the where you go in line and wait? You know, who did that to begin with? It has been implemented from the top and gone down into, you know, the creation of how stores work. So it's not a conspiracy until you get to the top, but it is a conspiracy against us to feed our bodies, minds with junk. Sugar is a huge one, and it's really hard to get food without sugar. And refined flour, useless ingredient. Refined flour clouds our minds too, slows our digestive down, and that's in so much food, and it's not good for you, of course, but there's worse, but still, that's something to kind of have lightly in your diet, I would say, is, you know, refined flour that sticks to the walls of your intestines too, and you know, slows your whole digestive tract down, which again would slow your blood flow down and slow your body. And of course, these ingredients, I kind of go in back and forth here, but these ingredients that are being thrown at us, like aspartame and some of these really toxic ones, GMO foods, also calcify your pineal gland, which is an important part of our brains that we're obviously not using. It's a very intuitive. It would help us to fully wake up if our pineal gland was fully activated. And so that's something that it hardens it. And I don't have a lot of research on that on the table. Perhaps I'll bring somebody on to talk about the pineal gland, because I've you know, gone over it in my head, but right now it's just not coming to me. But that's it. They don't want us thinking sharp. They don't want us using our intuitive side. They don't want to using our, you know, connecting mind, body, spirit. So there, that's a big thing with these foods. Now then, you can get into all kinds of the foods. You can get into the ingredient that's really nasty, and I didn't learn about it till a little later in life, but I always heard it's hydrogenated oils. Hydrogenated oils are disgusting, and they're in a lot of cheap foods. They're in a lot of foods that you get off any conventional store. And what it is, it's a cheaply made oil, to make it, they need a catalyst such as nickel, platinum, or aluminum to inject it. And what it does is it changes the molecular structure of the oils. These can be palm oils and others, which I don't recommend using anyway, because I don't think your body assimilates those kind of oils too well. Use coconut oil. That's a good one. Or olive oil is a good one. But anyway, so this stuff is disgusting. So it's got aluminum, and it is a conspiracy to think about it, because here again, going back to the whole chemtrail thing. If you haven't listened to my shows, I label The Real Skyfall. I've done I think four of them now, with different guests and things. You know, one of the main ingredients in the chemtrail soup is aluminum, and aluminum is conductive. So not only is it coming from the sky, and not only is it also an ingredient in fluoride, it's an ingredient in a lot of these hydrogenated oils, which are everywhere. You got to wonder if it's put in there by design to keep everybody conductive to heart. And so aluminum in these oils. Why do you want aluminum in your oil? You know. So also, it's disgusting anyway. Hydrogenated oils are like one molecule away from plastic. So it's more like plastic than oil. So it goes in your body, and I believe this stuff doesn't even come out. I think it takes like 300 degrees to burn out of your body, and of course you can't do that. So it's in our bodies, and it's stuck there. And it slows down circulation. It stops, of course, again, another thing that does that, so stops blood flow to the brain, and it takes a really long time to burn some of this out of the body. I think it eventually probably does come out. But, yeah, so hydrogenated oils are more disgusting than I even realized. So that's something to rip out of your diet if it's in there. And yeah, you might think you look like an idiot or you don't want to be called out if you're in every store and you're with your friends or whatever and they're not awake and you're reading the ingredients on everything. But you know what? It's their loss. It's their loss if they want to assimilate these ingredients, and it's only beneficial for yourself to not ingest these ingredients. And another one that's in almost everything in the conventional market is corn syrup. Don't eat corn syrup. Corn syrup is disgusting as well. It's a glucose syrup derived from corn, and the benefits is there's a longer shelf life than a lot of the other sugars. So it's cheaper. And of course, those are all sold to the manufacturing companies. Hey, this is cheap. You don't have to buy this one. You'll save a little money when using corn syrup or hydrogenated oils. So what it does, corn syrup, it contributes to fat deposits in your liver. That's, of course, not good. Your filter. So it adds, your liver is your filter, and it narrows your blood vessels. So again, circulation. Important thing. I'm going to talk about how to get your circulation better. And it depletes your immune system. It's worse for you than sugar for your immune system. And look how often high fructose corn syrup's in your ingredients. And so you want to take this stuff out. And it also accelerates the aging process, which is really something that you have when you look around at society and you look around at people that eat junk. They look uglier. They don't look healthy. You know, more bags under their eyes. Skin looks not as good. More rolls of fat. Because corn syrup, it contributes to diabetes much more than it does with regular sugar. And of course, just hangs on your fat cells. And then it's with people that eat poor diet, they look unhealthy and their minds are unhealthy because they're not able to think clear. They're just running on empty and no nutrients too, which I'll get into. But also with corn syrup, just to finish it up, it's dangerous because it has mercury. Samples of it have shown that there's mercury in corn syrup, and that's of course not good. There's also mercury in fillings that they use as a dentist. Try to get the white ones if you can without that. But yeah, mercury, you don't want that in your body. I mean, that's filthy, disgusting. And so corn syrup, throw it out too. Another one, got to take it out. And then there's the way you cook your food too. Microwaves. Microwaves are something that are embedded within most homes in America and the Western world. And in our busy life, you gotta cook your food because you don't have a lot of time, and that's why a lot of people eat fast food. And that one, I mean, pretty obvious. Don't eat fast food. I'm not even gonna have to tell you that. I don't even want to talk about that. I mean, if you don't know not to eat fast food, then you're not chanting down too much, and that's filthy, filthy, disgusting food. You might as well eat a pile of shit, and that's basically what it is. More nutrients probably in a pile of shit than your fast food. You know, sorry to be vulgar, but that's what it is. But microwaves, and unfortunately, when you eat out a lot of places, you don't know how they're cooking your food, and if they're in a hurry, they might use Chef Mike. Chef Microwave. Yeah, and it's microwaves. I mean, well, they were actually banned in the Soviet Union in the 1970s because they thought they were bad because they found leaking of radiation coming out of them. And I think nowadays they have, I believe, more of a locking system to keep radiation out. And supposedly, if it comes out, if the machine, it has a way of go into a default method where it, you know, stops it from working. But who knows? You know, these things are made cheap somewhere by people that don't care. So he got to remember that too, all these cheap electronics, which deserves a show on its own almost. But what it does to your food is it heats it and changes your food's chemical structure. It's changing the molecules in your food, just like GMO food. So imagine that. And this disgusting, what really disgusts me when I see in public is mothers with babies drinking formula, which, you know, I don't have on hand, like, well, how bad that is for you, but I know it's bad, probably made from, you know, GMO soy products and disgusting things out there. That alone, and then heating the formula in a plastic bottle, which you're not supposed to heat up plastic, lets off the gases, in a microwave. And I mean, that just goes right into what I was saying earlier about how we're running around with nutrient deprived and completely off center and not using much of our brains, because people start out life, unfortunately, on this formula from a microwave. Disgusting. You know, that should ring a bell. That should ring an alarm in people's heads that you should not be, first of all, if breast milk has everything the baby needs. So if some women are less fortunate, they can't feed their baby breast milk, for some reason can't produce, then I know you got to do some kind of formula, which is tough. I don't know exactly where you go from there. But to heat it up in the microwave, so here's a human, a baby starting out in the world, getting that as a nutrient source, which is basically nothing. So disgusting on that anyway. But yeah, microwaves, you know, zap the nutrients from your food. So even if you have this nice organic meal you just prepared and you throw it in the microwave, you might as well just be eating some empty calories. And that's basically what microwaves do. They just zap the nutrients from your food. I mean, I'm not sure completely zaps it, but pretty much just destroys your food. And it converts plant alkaloids into carcinogens. So throw your microwave out. Even before your TV, throw your microwave out. I mean, kill your microwave. That's just horrible. Don't use it for anything. You know, maybe you can use it for heating up some glue for whatever reason to make some construction. I don't even know. The art project, whatever. But throw it out. But, I mean, if you have to cook with a microwave, then, well, you're doing it wrong. I mean, you just can't. I mean, that's something to get rid of. Yeah. You have a stove, I imagine, or you can buy, if you want to heat up water, you can buy those, it's like a percolator or whatever, I can't think of the name, but you just plug it in and it heats up really fast. You don't need a microwave. Just throw that out. And then there's all the preservatives in our food. There's all the disgusting preservatives that help keep shelf life longer. I mean, I could go over several of them, but one of them that's in a lot of food, it's real cheap for them to make, is sodium benzoate. Sodium benzoate, I didn't really know a lot about this till recently. Even though I knew it was bad, I try to avoid, eating this one. But sodium benzoate chokes out the cells of your body. It deprives them from oxygen. It's a known carcinogen, so it's already known as a carcinogen, and it's what it is. It's the cheapest mold inhibitor on the market. So it's you know, another cheap and easy ingredient, and cheap and easy seems to be the way that all these big companies go, because they want to cut costs, and you know that super manufacturing food for the masses. They want to cut costs at all possible, and here's another ingredient for you that's cheap, and you don't have to think about, you know, possibly spending a little more money. Well, yeah, it is disgusting. So is it a conspiracy that these things are in our food, or is it just because they're cheap to make? Well, I would say if anything is massively forced through and people are resistant to it, such as aspartame, tried to be put on the market by Rumsfeld, not the FDA even voted down aspartame and rejected it, and you know, all these things, hydrogenated oils, saccharin, GMO foods, hormones in the food, which I didn't get into, but pretty obvious that's not good for us either, and, you know, hormones in your milk and your meat and all that. So, yeah, it's if it's something that is massively forced, say you're a farmer and you have to abide by the FDA's rules, then oftentimes they pretty much just feed these farmers these packets of hormones for their cows. And that's just something that guy Sherman went over with me about, is he, you know, he said that they pretty much just give you no other option. Same with Terminator seeds. You know, there is no option hardly. It's Monsanto. So if you're a large farmer, you're getting all these things basically forced. And so all these companies at the top also want to save money. So they're going to, you know, push through these cheap ingredients. And the people that know about what these things do to us are even farther at the top. And they actually know that this stuff dulls our consciousness, destroys our bodies, kills us off earlier, gives us cancers, calcifies the pineal gland. They want that. So it is pretty obvious that they don't want us to eat healthy. Go in any poor neighborhood and all you have is conventional stores, and if even that, you may not even have that. You have 7-Eleven, the liquor store. That's what's around to feed these populations. And then, really, the masses anyway eat crap. So you go around anywhere, and it's awful. It's horrific. It's horrible. So those are some things to take out of your body. And it's I've always been a big fan of one of my mentors growing up was the martial artist Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee, to me, just always seemed like a good person to role model after. Not only have I been interested in martial arts, but also just the being he was. I think he died at 32 years old, and just take a look at what he accomplished and the pioneer. But one of the things that kept him in his peak condition is he said, absorb what is useful, reject what is useless. And that not only is a martial arts philosophy, but use it with food. Reject what is useless. He didn't eat things like flours, refined flours. He ate what was only beneficial to his body so he could perform. And that's something to think about. You know, take it as you will, but implement that in your body. I met a really nice old man once. He was in his 90s, and he was as healthy as anyone I've ever met, pretty much. And for a 90-year-old, he was incredible. The guy told me one thing in that I remember that he said, and I always, it's a phrase that's always in my head, if man made it, don't eat it. So eat from the earth. That's how we started out anyway. Let's take a little break.
Our lives are other people's lives. Our thoughts are other people's thoughts.
Been asleep but awake now, then the system needs proper breakdown. What you live in, you thought was safe ground, cause you were never really told much. Human consciousness stays down, so only few get conscious and break out. Some intuition helps you see escape routes, beyond the level they control us. Been asleep but awake now, then the system needs proper breakdown. What you live in, you thought was safe ground, cause you were never really told much. Human consciousness stays down, so only few get conscious and break out. It's a system, got people so chained down, so they will never really know much.
Say, wake up,
wake up,
wake up,
wake up,
wake, wake,
wake, wake,
wake, wake, wake.
Wake up
from the scheme.
Wake up now.
It all starts right here at the
bottom layer. You go to work, you pay your bills, you give a life a wafer. A 40-hour week, at least I know you do some labor. Or you try another way with criminal behavior. First you went to daycare, then a first grader. Forced to go to school so you can work later. Or you can go to college so you can earn greater money, you can be a middle-class work major. We grew up poor and always eating junk food. In a generation where it really sucks to grow up and be a part of the struggle, whether you like it or not. You got a couple choices only in this tight little box. You say, okay, maybe then I'll try the criminal route. Robbing stores, selling dope, been distributed out. Living hella poor, you want you and your kids to get out. Can't get a job, you gotta live in bit legitimate routes. So you get caught and you go to prison. They make money off the profit, they're just running the business. Or you could go to jail for not paying your tickets. They got you either waiting every day of existence. Our minds are so caught in a hustle of living, but our hearts feeling emptiness and something consents it. We're stuck in the system and supposed to be happy. Trying to focus on living means a broken the family. So the hope of advancing is a joke if you ask me. Promotion is ass kiss, go get poked in the ass cheeks.
I think you'll be more comfortable in the rear.
Been bent over so long they think it's standing.
There's a genocide going on, keeping minds overthrown, and it's like no one knows. Different types of control got us all entertained. Alcohol, crack cocaine, TV shows shape your mind. People don't recognize subtle ways of control. Run away with your soul, wasting time at a club, making minds that are numb. Radicals been dissolved and they close in the wall. And if you're a minority, the genocide's a double dog.
And I never seen a deeper brainwash in the turning of these times. So you think we're being stupid, then you better press rewind and compare if you care. Be aware, cause now more than ever you're a workman till you die. People think that money is the purpose to all life. That's what they got us thinking, so we hold the rich up high. It's not pessimistic, it's just realistic. You could dismiss it, but would you if it was control on your whole life? Forced to work all the time, no universal mind, no compartmentalized.
It's not pessimistic, it's just realistic. You could dismiss it, but would you if it was control on your whole life? Forced to work all the time, no universal mind, so compartmentalized.
It's a big idea, a new world order.
I bet you never really got to know your boss, and his boss, the boss, he probably never talked at all. So boxing all this, we do jobs and follow. People play God in politics, they got bosses over them. The families that run it all behind the scenes. You can try to find a thing that they don't own, but they own most of the life of me and the life of you. You want vital proof, these people are all systems and they write the rules. They dictate from the top, it goes down the pyramid of hierarchy. The entire beast is put together so you're ship shape, or you're gone from your job and your service there. Where else? Not at all, it's the law. The tyrants of the earth, they own the banks, all businesses, they finance all the war. They own the media, all militaries, while we're all at work. And they hide behind the scenes, controlling the front of our lives. It's an intravenous, we're sucking from their supply. We couldn't even think of trying to survive on our own. It's a perfect scheme, they probably don't want you to know. Of course they probably don't want you to know that the wars are created to extend their agenda, surrender freedom of indigenous people that live for all the shrinking jungles. Meet the asphalt, last call for the natives and the pushers. The agenda is to push us to a total control. You know where it's going, slowly we roll. Two computer chips within the skin and you'll be ordered to go. Western civilization is a big invasion. It's a new world order in its first beginning stages. Designed like a Trojan horse, and it's so attractive. So blind where it's going towards, to the fucking fascist. Global operation to control the population, and everyone's so busy they can't hold the concentration, cause everyone's so busy with their work and their TV and their school. Not believing it's so easy, yeah, they beat us in a pool. Hormones in the milk, in the meat, fill the teeth, from the fluoride in the water, lose the energy to see cells. That we live in division amongst the races, break us apart. No family unit away from the sacred, and take cover for the jets that are spraying the sky. The prayers are spanning the air, but people pay it no mind. So let's get this information out to the people, exposed. Everything in our life of this evil unload. From the previous ways that we think of it, know that we don't need rulers over leadership. Go with the intuition, act from your reasoning, but don't you believe a word we say till you research it.
They hope you will never find the truth, they're concealing it. Awoke, you were lies, you woke up and you're seeing it.
And it's on a CNN.
New order of the ages. It's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new
Oh, yeah. That is People Beyond, which is my group. My name being Loomis, one half of People Beyond. Well, I'm the lyricist. I do the producing. And I need a producer. So anyone out there that is a producer that would like to contribute, I can't. I don't have time or the machinery or the patience anymore for producing, and I never really was a producer. I do have DJ Nobody when he's available as a live show, but and that's it. So, you know, doing it on my own, basically, barely, which I don't have much time for music anymore, but that is an additional strand of me and is my music side, and been doing music a long time. I mean, that song itself is off the album Waking the Systemites, and most of those songs, including that one, were done by 2004. So these songs are fairly old, and yeah, actually almost 10 years old, and the album itself goes back farther than that. So anyway, you know, if you'd like to support me as an artist as well, I really can use the support. I don't make any money off of really anything that I do in my spare time, such as the radio show here or music. But if you'd like to support, buy my album. It's the same as donating. I mean, you know, I charge $11 for the album, counting shipping here from the Hawaiian Islands. And just email me at stayrootslikethetreemusic@gmail.com. stayrootsmusic@gmail.com, and I'll send it right out to you. It helps, and I appreciate the emails. I don't get a whole lot, but I do get some, and people really do like the show, and the listener base is growing. The fan base, it's getting larger, and I'm happy about that. And please, if you like the show, the least the thing you can do is spread the word. Spread it by mouth, word of mouth. I don't do Facebook, Twitter, none of that crap. I don't want to because I don't like the social networking stuff. I mean, it has its advantages. I see that. But me personally, don't want to get involved. So if you love the show and you want to help out, you know, at the very minimum, just spread the word. And I hope that I can reach, be far-reaching across the world. And right now, reaching out to those out there that are available at this time of day. It can be a call-in show as well. I'm going to try to finish up my topic here, but the call-in number for the show today, if you want to call in, is area code 347-324-3342. 347-324-3342. And that'll get you into Blog Talk Radio. And also, if you're around the world somewhere and you want to get call in, use Skype. You have to set up a Skype listener account with Blog Talk. But please, call in. Love to hear from you. Try to do an earlier show today so I can get more callers if possible. And, you know, I think a lot of people listen to this show on the archives because I'm here in Hawaii. We're just late. This is the late hour for a lot of places because we're the second-to-last time zone on Earth and before tomorrow. But whoever listening and you want to call in, let me know. You know, I'll talk to you. We'll chant it down together. All right, so gone over the food. The food is horrendous, horrible. I mean, disgusting what we have in our foods. So where do we go? You know, where do we go? Well, okay, there's these overpriced health food stores, and I think what it is you got to be realistic within your budget because it sucks. It does. It sucks that things are so expensive and getting more expensive. But there are some simple things that we can eat, and I'm going to go over a list here of nutrient-dense foods. And, of course, you want nutrient density. You want to really get yourself mental clarity and function the best here in life. I think everybody wants that. In order to do that, we got to eat the right foods, put the right things in our body. I'm just going to go down a list here. I'll try not to make it too boring, but it's just some things for consideration. So for vegetables and fruits, asparagus, avocados, beets. Beets are excellent for digestion. Bell peppers, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, celery, collard greens, cucumbers, eggplant, fennel, garlic, great for your immune system, green beans, green peas, kale, excellent green, leeks, mushrooms, kurmini, mushrooms, shiitake mushrooms, mustard, greens, olives, onions, potatoes, romaine, lettuce, sea vegetables. Important seaweed I recommend for helping with the radiation from Fukushima. Spinach, squash, summer and winter squashes, sweet potatoes, apples, apricots, bananas, blueberries, cantaloupe, cranberries, figs, grapefruit, grapes, kiwi fruit, lemon lime, oranges, papaya, pears, pineapple, plums, prunes, raisins, raspberries, strawberries, watermelon. All right, so those are some good fruits for nutrient density. And what I recommend with vegetables, the dark greens. That's what's going to give you a real full density of nutrients. And with eggs and dairy, cheese, you make sure it's grass-fed. You know, if you eat cow's milk, make sure it's organic, away from the hormones. Eggs, be nice if you can get pasture-raised eggs. Get them fresh if you can, if you know a farmer. Yogurt has a lot of good probiotics in it, and if you can get organic, that's also good. Beans are good, and beans, pretty cheap. So some of these things I've mentioned already are pretty cheap. Black beans, good nutrient density in black beans. So if you're going to eat beans, I'd say that's one of your better ones there. And then a lot of people don't eat a whole lot of nuts and seeds. And those are good. Those are good for digestion and good for almonds, in fact, are good for indigestion, which I learned. Cashews, flax seeds, good for digestion. Olive oil is good. I mentioned that before. Peanuts, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, walnuts. One thing that's not on here is apricot seeds. And I've heard, I've read and not done a lot of research, but that is a good way to fight cancer. So we all have cancer cells. Eat some apricot seeds once in a while. And then with the grains, barley, brown rice, buckwheat, corn, millet, oats, quinoa. Quinoa is a good one if you're tired of, rice. Brown rice is not as tasty as white rice, but it's better for you. And then rye, spelt, whole wheat, spices and herbs, basil, black pepper, cayenne pepper, chili pepper, dried pepper, cilantro, Swiss, chard, tomatoes, turnip, greens, yams. And seafood is, if you are a meat eater or not a meat eater, that I'm not going to get into that on this show. Everybody's at different starting points, and that's grounds for a lot of arguments, I've noticed. So maybe I'll come back on that, a show like that. Maybe I'll do a part two of this show sometime and get into that issue. But if you do eat seafood, which I do, here it says cod, halibut, salmon, sardines, scallops, shrimp, tuna are good. And of course, nowadays with the Fukushima, a lot of the fish are contaminated. So, I don't know. Take it as you will. With some other things here on the list, dried peas, garbanzo beans, so some more beans here, kidney beans, lentils, lima beans, miso, navy beans, pinto beans, soy beans. Well, I don't know about soy. I would say tofu, tempeh, all that stuff comes from soy, which almost all of it's GMO. I would ditch that, actually. Some more herbs, spices, cinnamon, ground cinnamon, cloves, cumin, seeds, dill, ginger, great for your immune system, ginger, mustard seeds, oregano, parsley, peppermint, rosemary, sage, thyme, turmeric. Turmeric's a great one. That's great for your immune and digestive. I think that's one that should be put in a lot more foods, and it adds a lot of taste. So if you're into, making a stir fry or something, add a little turmeric or do what you will with that. There's a lot you can do with that. If you are a meat eater, well, then eat grass-fed beef, pasture-raised chicken, lamb, grass-fed turkey, pasture-raised. That's a list of some nutrient dense foods, some good whole foods out there that you should be eating in place of pure crap from the stores, and, you know, make sure it's not GMO, and make sure that none of those ingredients are involved that I've been telling you to take out, if you can. And then, well, there is a lot of, our brains are fogged from all this food, and not just from the food, but, geez, from the water. And, of course, I can get into water because that should be a topic here, too. Here in Hawaiian Islands, we're actually fortunate enough that at the moment they don't put fluoride in our water. And that is an excitotoxin, poisonous waste product they put in a lot of waters worldwide. Well, I don't worry about so much of that, but still get to get a good water filter. Brita is basically just going to give you a better tasting water. It doesn't take out the things that you need to take out. So if you do have fluoride in your water, yeah, you got to have a fluoride filter of some sort. I don't know a lot about that since I don't have to think about it quite as much, but we do have other toxins in our water here from military waste. But, Berkey filters seem to be pretty popular. You know, do your own research on that. But, of course, you need to drink a lot of water all the time. But anyway, you know, brain fog comes from all these different sources, electronics too, chemtrails, things we cannot help. That's why I focus so heavily on that issue, is because here we can take all these other things out of our life, but not this one. Well, maybe to help out, here's a few foods that help rid of brain fog. Blueberries are highest in antioxidants for berries and fruits. That's a good one. Avocados increase your blood flow. And avocados are great on toast. Maybe if you want to put some cheese, or even if you eat meat, a little organic ham, pepperoni on there. That's a really good little snack. Avocados are good in salads. And avocados, of course, help your digestive too. And beans are great for getting rid of brain fog, and they have no gluten, so that's good. And then getting back into nuts and seeds, the pumpkin seeds are really good for getting rid of brain fog, and Brazil nuts, and helping aid digestion. So these things are helping, you know, get circulation going. I think it's a lot of the foods get us stuck circulation. And here's a wild salmon, a lot of B vitamins, and that's something that slows us down, is we don't get enough B vitamins, where a lot of us are vitamin B deprived from a variety of things. I've been told by doctors natural doctors that actually know what they're talking about. And then dark chocolate is actually good for getting rid of brain fog. So there's something that's good tasting, maybe not as good as milk chocolate for sure. I mean, but chocolate itself isn't all that bad for you. It's a natural stimulant. It's good. So, you know, those are some things to get rid of brain fog. And of course, if you can, you can, and if you can get a list of alkaline and acidic foods, you want to have a 60-40 diet of alkaline 60 and 40 acidic. Do I do that? No, I don't. I wish I did, paid more attention, but you can only do so much in life. So with all this, you can only do so much. We all lead busy lives, but you can try to at least pull out the worst ingredients and start from there. But if you want to be superhuman, you know, you want to go to your fullest potential, why not? And so here's some things that have helped me and people I know in my life. One good thing for energy is Korean ginseng, Panax ginseng. If you can get some high-quality ginseng tablets, they're actually really beneficial to overall energy, and maybe helps some people with, you know, drinking a little less caffeine, including myself. You drink a lot of coffee, and I need to cut down. But that one, when I've tried to cut down on coffee, ginseng has helped naturally with me. Royal jelly, it's expensive, but it is a really good energy source, as well as honey itself, but the royal jelly especially. But if you can get a hold of a farmer that can give you honeycomb, you can actually eat the honeycomb, if you didn't know, chew it up. It gives you a huge boost of natural energy, and it becomes like this gum substance. It's a natural gum. It may sound gross, but try it. Just go out on a limb and try honeycomb. One of the hunter-gatherer tribes that is into honey a lot and really is one of the most amazing hunter-gatherer tribes that is left on Earth, barely surviving, is like the Hadzabe people of Tanzania and or Tanzania, and they are one of the last surviving hunter-gatherer tribes. Amazing energy these people have, and they eat with the seasons, and sometimes that's one of their main foods is honey. So honey, royal jelly if you can. Brewer's yeast is good. Nutritional yeast. Add a little bit on some broccoli that you steam, or the flavor is great. I think even kids love it. So good, that's a good one. Bee pollen tastes pretty disgusting to me. I've never developed a taste for it, but if you can get into bee pollen, you can get some good stuff online, and it is one of the most, if not the most, nutrient-dense thing on the planet. So adding some great nutrients and energy to your life could not be a bad thing. And then the greens. If you want to get deep into the greens, there's wheatgrass, which is a hard one. I've done it, and it does make me feel good. But going down, it tastes like some grass clippings in water. Yeah, it doesn't taste too good. But if you can drink it down, take some shots, it is good for you. I'm more partial to spirulina, and I will get spirulina powder because I don't like the taste of it either, really. And I'll mix it with vitamin C and cayenne pepper in a bowl, also those three powders, and put it in capsules. And that'll keep your immune system up and really running good. And spirulina is a high source of protein, natural protein, and so that's a good one. And then a local thing here, which you can get, I'm sure a lot of health food stores, probably more expensive than here, is noni, N-O-N-I. That's a Hawaiian name for Indian mulberry. I forget the scientific name for it. Noni is good for everything. It's good for arthritis, high blood pressure, cancer, good for circulation, good for all kinds of things. Tastes horrible. Why is it that everything that has to be so good for you tastes horrible? I guess it's just it's Earth's curse on us that donuts taste wonderful and amazing and you want to keep eating them, and then noni tastes like rotten cheese, but if you drink it, the benefits are just incredible. So if you can get a hold of noni, N-O-N-I, and maybe mix it in a smoothie, you know, it's not the greatest taste. It may even ruin your smoothie. Still, try that. That one is absolutely beneficial to your body, and noni will help you tremendously. So all those things are like the superfoods. And then I just wanted to, you know, to get into other things to help us feel better and taking our life back and thinking clear and living to our fullest potential. And I'm a huge, I condone exercise and physical fitness. You know, that's a part of a lot of people's lives that they let go, even in their 30s and their 20s even, you know, just sitting at a desk all day, coming home. And I know you got to make time for this. Some people go to the gym. That's fine, whatever you can do. But exercise is so important. It's such a key thing to helping us feel better, feel alive. And it is a slow process of getting to the extreme exercise. You know, you think you see someone doing something just really hard and you're out of shape, and you're like, damn, I'd never be able to do that. You just have to work your way slowly, but your body adapts. And so, you know, here's a few exercises that can help. I mean, this sounds, you know, pretty obvious. I'm sure all of you know this already. But, you know, running. If you're going to do running, you know, start on the flats. But it's actually, you know, so you're running on cement. It's bad for your knees, slamming your knees. So I recommend running uphill. And, yeah, it may sound like that sucks. And it probably, and it does suck sometimes. It's like, what, you know, you're doing it, and you're like, damn, what am I doing? But you feel so much better after you do that, and it's not bad on your knees, running uphill. And maybe not do that extreme. Go hiking in the forest. And hiking is one of something I condone possibly the most out of exercise, because not only are you getting exercise, but you're out in nature, so you're getting away from some of the pollution, electromagnetic pollution, I guess, and you're in nature and getting refill. We all need at least 10 minutes of walking in nature a day, and I don't even think most people even get that, but it's important, you know, get that oxygen flowing. And then biking is a good one, swimming, if you have the ocean and it's not too cold near you. You know, we're very lucky here in the Hawaiian Islands. Yeah, the salt water ionizes your body. It helps you, you know, get back to zero, and it's good for you. And our backs are a big weak link in our bodies, our knees and our backs. I don't have anything to say about knees as far as, you know, correcting them, but back, a lot of the times why we slouch over or our backs are screwed up is because people don't do abdominal exercise. And as much as it sucks to do sit-ups, you know, try something else. Do leg lifts. There's a lot of different ab exercises you can do, and helps your lower back, and that's important for posture and all that. And then of course, yoga and martial arts are both good ways of moving your body and getting that circulation going. I mean, yoga has, you know, exploded all over the place, and martial arts I think is awesome too. And if you're into surfing's an excellent exercise, because you're always scrambling after you get off that wave, and you gotta, you know, go paddle back around to the break again, and it's a great upper body exercise, and that one will really help also trim the fat off, you know. So maybe you want to get a little more fit. Maybe you want to take it to the next level. One of the things that you lose as you get older is your explosive energy. And one of the things that's important is keeping that explosive energy. It gives you so much more energy. It builds your energy. And explosive energy, well, let's see, if you keep that up too, it's good for, you know, us guys, you know, keep up all our women in bed. So it's good for your stamina, the explosive energy. Also, I mean, when I think of explosive energy, I was talking about the martial artist Bruce Lee earlier. I mean, if anybody has shown an example of explosive energy, it is Bruce Lee. That guy can move faster than anybody you can imagine. You could throw up rice, and he could actually catch them with chopsticks in midair. Pretty amazing guy, but the guy was off the hook. Probably nobody will be able to come out like him, allowed to even come out like that, because he broke barriers and showed that humans could do these amazing feats. And I don't think the elite wanted the population to know that this can be done, as well as the martial arts, traditional martial arts. He wasn't following that, and he broke a lot of the rules, so I believe he was taken out. But that guy showed an incredible display of explosive energy. And so if you want to get into some of those exercises, sprints are really good. Sprints allow you to keep that explosive energy at hand. Jump rope, clean and jerk with weights, excellent for that. It builds for energy later. And then if you do work with weights, you know, do practice with light weights and snapping them at the end of movements, you know, flexing it together. And that's something that Bruce Lee did with his punches, is he was able to snap his punches. So what I mean by that is he kept his fist a little bit loose and at the very end tightened and snap, you know. So that's that. If you're just working with a punchy bag, try that. Keep your explosive energy going. It's important, because here I'm trying to promote not only destroying the system that corrupts us, but also living our life to the fullest potential. Why not? Why live your life half-assed? Why not live your life to the very fullest? So those are just a little exercise tips, and if you can implement exercise in your life, it really helps in clearer thinking. I mean, it helps across the board. So exercise along with as best diet as you can will help pluck this system tentacle, will help take it off, and you can no longer have to be part of that feeding tube. So the last two things I've talked about in this series of tentacles is media and food. And those are two things that are very easy. If you have enough willpower and strong enough, you can easily pluck those and replace that those two sources with the right sources. So that's our second system tentacle to pluck off. So you take that one off, you know, and now you have a way of you know, thinking clearer, living life more to the fullest, and not being part of the scheme of things as much. And that's what we're here to do here, is we're here to chant it down. So today we're chanting down the food that and the way that our bodies get polluted by the nastiness. Because here we have so many people around us that are just living a life they don't realize is corrupted. People don't realize what the foods are doing to them. It's a slow process. It's not like, it's not an instantaneous thing when people eat. It's a slow piling up inside people's bodies of junk. And if we can eliminate the junk, we can be who we need to be. And that's important. So if you want to live life to the fullest, I recommend ripping this system tentacle off. And no, we're not perfect, but we can all help each other. And those of us out there in the awake community, you know, we can start inspiring those around us as much as we can. And sometimes it starts with the food. And the food is what you are what you eat. You know, don't mean to sound cliche, but it's so true. You are what you feed yourself. So that's this episode of Chant It Down Radio. Thanks for tuning in. And like I say, I'm going to do a variety of shows. So I'm not all going to go all the way through these system tentacles without breaks. We're going to have different guests on, exciting things. So hopefully this show was entertaining enough for you. It seems like such an obvious thing. It's almost feel like I'm a parent telling their children to eat good. But hey, you know, whatever you can to just start living your life to the fullest, do it. And, you know, it's all we got. And keep chanting it down and be a warrior, not a worrier. Don't be afraid. You know, live life and be who you need to be and follow your heart and your dreams and you'll become something. So chant it down, everyone, and enjoy episode 16. And I'll talk to you when I talk to you. Aloha.
Are you awake now?